Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Today, my friends, I'm going to a topic here that really was stimulated by all this freezing cold and snow that's come about in the last couple of days, 3 or 4 days in the past year. And as I go out every morning and do my walkabout, as I always do in my very large backyard, I only tell that not to impress you, but for you to envision, I have this massive backyard, 2.5 acres with gigantic swimming pool, larger than most hotels could ever afford to have, with mountains and cliffs and waterfalls. And then I have this English garden back there. And then I have this walkabout area that's really kind of like a forest with a trail going through it. It's all really beautiful. I have fountains, multiple fountains, in fact. I think I have about 7 or 8 fountains, something like that back there, all over the place. And it's just beautiful. All right. So I do this every day. This is what gets me started. I take my dogs with me. And sometimes my cats follow along. We just walk around and we think. I start the day by thinking, what is important about life today? And I have to tell you, something hit me that was rather interesting. It just sort of, I looked there and I saw some squirrels and I started thinking about it's freezing cold and squirrels saving their nuts. And then I thought about it. Squirrels don't save their nuts into a large enough pile that they can retire. Squirrels don't retire. Then I started thinking about, is there any animals out there that retire? And I couldn't think of any. The bottom line is, the way the world really works is that you work. And when you can't work any longer and provide for yourself, you die. Boy, that sounds miserable, doesn't it? Whoever came up with the idea, I started thinking, that mankind can retire and do nothing and sit on their butt and survive? Boy, when you start looking at it that way, and you look at every other animal in the world, you look at every species, they don't do that. No one sits around and takes care of them. I know that there are cultures where they take care of the old people. But that's humans. Animals may protect the older animals, realizing that they're weak, but they really don't put them on a retirement program. They still make them go out and hunt and eat. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there are some packed animals that take care of the old ones. But the whole concept of just stopping, working, doing nothing, and living off other people really started interesting me quite a bit. So I started thinking about it. And then I got off onto some really leftist ideas about, wait a minute, what about welfare? Where did that come from? Where did the concept that you can do nothing and be taken care of completely by society? I go, wow, that's even way, 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 way out there. And then I really sort of got confused. Is welfare retirement? Is retirement welfare? What does it all mean? Why do we have these things? And realizing as we have this conversation, folks, that my concept of retirement is completely different than the word retirement is held up by our society. In our society, it's save up enough money or have a pension. Somebody else saves up enough money so that you can stop working and live off that pile of money for the rest of your life. Your goal then is to die before that pile runs out. Whereas my concept of retirement, which is totally ridiculous. I see it now. It makes no sense at all. My concept is that you go out and you buy passive streams of income, income-producing assets that produce money for you so you don't have to get up and go to work. Now, the flaw or the lie or the misrepresentation of that argument is that, yeah, I have to touch those businesses every once in a while. I have to make sure they stay going in the right direction. So there is some contact. The reality is the contact gets reduced to very small amounts, infrequent amounts. And it becomes less and less frequent the better you get at it. At some point, however, if you have very little to almost no contact with anything, but you add 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 100 times nothing becomes something. So there you go. I'm running multiple businesses. I have people in place that run those businesses. I have accounting people on top of that that account for those businesses. I have supervisory people that supervise all the people running the businesses. And yet I still have to talk to the top 4, 5, 8, 10 people just to keep everything rolling. I still have to be active when I go out and buy a new piece of real estate. I still have to make those decisions. So you could say, Del, you're really not retired. Let's go back and look at what real retirement is and where did it start? The origination, as far as I can see, started way back in Roman era. It said, in fact, I'll read this statement here. It says, there has been a long practice beginning in Roman Empire to modern nation states, of providing pensions to those who have served in the military. So way back in the Roman days, you got to hold the fight, or you got your arm hacked off, or you got your leg hacked off, and you couldn't fight anymore. They would give you a pension. They would give you a stipend to live off of the rest of your life. You obviously couldn't work in the fields. You couldn't do anything. You're all hacked up. And if you weren't all hacked up, or at least you were beat up, you're old. Wasn't a lot left for you to do. And so the pension was how they paid those people back for a lifetime of ungodly giving of themselves. So that's the pension start. It then doesn't really do anything until about the 18th century. And by the way, for those of you that don't understand centuries, the 18th century is the 1700s. It's never made any sense to me. I guess it's your first century was the years 0 through 100. So the 18th century is the 1700s. And in the 1700s, right, it became a concept that if we want to stop the socialists from taking over, if we want to be able to keep those people from taking the money from the crown, from the rich and the powerful, what we'll do is we'll promise everybody at 70 years of age, and they actually did this, at 70 years of age, everybody at 70 and older will be forced into retirement and get a receive a pension. So the next part about retirement that really came about was that retirement was a way to get people out of jobs that the younger people could do better. They had more energy or they'd get paid less. And to give these older people some place to go because they became old and ineffective and inefficient. And retirement was a way to retire you was almost a negative statement. You've been retired. It's like retiring an old pair of shoes. You've been retired. And to do that, they would give you a stipend to live off of for the rest of your life. Now, that started in the 1800s, getting rid of people out of society that were no longer productive, just getting them out of the way. Give them something. Get them out of here. And at the same time, keep the socialists away because the socialists wanted to say that the proletariat, the rich people, didn't care about the smaller people. And so this was a way to say, hey, we're taking care of the smaller people. We're giving them a pension. We're giving you a lifetime income. Now, all that didn't really get formalized until the 19th century, which is, for you that are listening along, the 1800s, when all of a sudden it started to become a political cry. So I had a strange, really weird turnaround of my thought about retirement this morning when I was thinking, you know, animals don't retire. You know, why should unproductive people actually survive in our society? And I wondered where this concept of keeping unproductive people alive and paying for them and so forth, feeding them and clothing them and housing them, where that came from. And in the first segment, we talked about where it really came from. It started with the military. You know, you go out and you give your arm, your leg, your life, you know, your health to fight the war for your country forever, your dictator, your emperor, whatever. Hey, the least they could do was give you a stipend when you came back from war and keep you alive, right? So that was the beginning of the pension concept. Talked about the 1900s where it became a political concept, where the only way to stave off socialism and keep the anarchy down was to give the peasants a piece of bread. In other words, as they got older, just start pensioning out people so they wouldn't riot against you and let the socialists take over. Now we're up to the 20th century, which is the 1900s, and I've got to read you this paragraph because, as I said before we went to break in the last segment, it really blows my mind that retirement has always been this positive thing since I was a kid. The word retirement was equated with positivity, right? Hey, I'm going to retire someday. That sounded so good. Yet, after I read this paragraph to you, if it does anything to you like it did to me, it really made me understand how this strange concept came about. It says, in his 1905 valedictorian address to John Hopkins Hospital, the eminent Canadian physician William Osler expressed his conviction that a man's best work was done before he was 40 years old, and that by age 60, he should retire. He called the ages between 25 and 40 the 15 golden years of plenty. Workers between ages 40 and 60 were tolerable because they were merely uncreative. But after age 60, the average worker was useless and should be put out to pasture. That is the basis of retirement. It's not the other way around, like we all thought. We all thought that being put out to retirement, you know, this is like they're putting you out to die. You're no longer effective or useful in our society. Now, I retired at 35 years of age, and I started thinking, was I put out to pasture? No. The way I retired was I built businesses. So I was still productive and very productive through, like this guy says, my 20s and 40s. I created many businesses. But I have to tell you, I still produced more businesses between 40 and 70 than I did between 20 and 40. I was way more productive. Now, I had a lot more energy and worked a lot harder and longer hours when I was young, but I was just a lot smarter, a lot better at getting things done, effective, efficient, leveraged, all those things. So reading this here today after thinking, you know, why do we let people that are unproductive survive? I start seeing that that's really what they were doing, was getting rid of the people that are unproductive. And by giving them a small stipend and getting them out of the way. I'm going to read a little bit more because it's kind of interesting. Retirement as a concept began to be widely adopted in the United States after a period of the Industrial Revolution where numerous factory workers began to show signs of aging, slowing down the assembly lines, taking excessive sick days, and usurping the spot of more youthful, more profitable men with families to bolster. Also, older workers brought about unemployment among the youth population by declining to resign. So in other words, the more older people stayed, the less the younger people could filter into the workforce. The workforce stayed young and vibrant and great and successful. Goes on and says the Great Depression exacerbated things. Though retirement was viewed by some as an essential adjustment, many among the older populace resisted the idea of retirement. So there it is. It actually became a way to push older people out of the jobs so younger people could work. Now, as I've been on this radio show for 35 years telling people you should be excited about retirement, never once did I ever look at it from, wow, you need to do it before they push you out, because they're going to push you out someday. You better get out there and figure out how to do it. So luckily for me, I retired, or I'm going to change the terminology. I replaced my earned income with passive income at age 35. So they never had a reason or opportunity to push me out. I simply left. So what about the rest of the people? Goes on and says, by 1935, the idea of paying older persons a pension sufficient to get them to quit working became a widespread concept. A Californian, Frankel Townsend, proposed a plan offering compensatory retirement at age 60. In return, the legislator would pay benefits up to $200 a month, provided he spent it all quickly. Some Republicans reported that Townsend's plan was, most experts said, it would be impossible to finance. But Franklin D. Roosevelt had a team work on a plan, and in 1935, he secured the Social Security Act of 1935, which made workers and their employees fund their retirement at age 65. Wow. They literally made it a law that you had to pay Social Security and Medicare, but starting with Social Security, you had to pay an amount of money into the government so the government could afford to give you some money back to let you retire. So why? So they could get you out of the employment field. Let the younger people come through. That's what it's all about. They're trying to get rid of you. So what's crazy was the government started the Social Security idea to fund your retirement. Companies started retirement plans or basically pensions to get rid of people. Local governments had the police and the fire departments on pensions. But yo, X number of years ago, 10, 20, 30 years ago, as a young adult, I started seeing all these things blow up. And they realized there's no way in an annuity situation that the few of the old can pay into enough money to provide for the masses of the many of the current, especially when people started living longer. Because these pensions were only supposed to last age 64, and then people would die. We'll take a break, be right back, and finish this discussion with what you should do to not be thrown out on the curb.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
What if you had a plan to build income outside your job? At Lifestyles Unlimited, you'll learn how people are investing in real estate to grow their income and make smarter financial choices one property at a time. Right now, join us for just $297. That's a savings of $443 off our real estate education program. Text RADIO to 88007. That's RADIO to 88007. Presented by Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. For 35 years, I've been telling people, hey, you should be looking into retirement. Retirement is great. But I didn't realize that I really had the wrong definition of retirement. It's an amazing concept that retirement was really a way to get rid of you. It was a way to throw you out, to eliminate your inefficiencies and replace them with youth. Young people will work harder, they'll work longer, and they'll work for less pay, and they're more technically astute because they've been using the phone since they were 2 years old, and technologically they're way advanced to almost anybody simply because they lived with it since they were kids. So it's time for the old people to go. And the problem is what I called retirement. When I retired at 35 years of age, probably wasn't retirement based on what this article here is talking about. Retirement is really getting rid of you. It's like your wife telling you, you got to get rid of those old shoes. They're just old. You need new ones. I said, but honey, they're my favorite shoes. They fit. They do what they're supposed to do. They're comfortable. No. And she throws them away on you. One day she just gets so tired of seeing those old shoes, she throws them out. One day, your boss is going to get so tired of seeing you old and tired and worn out, needing to go to the doctor, having problems, sick spouse, sick grandkids, whatever the challenge is, they're going to get tired of it. They don't have those problems with youthful kids. They don't have large families to deal with. They don't have elderly people in their lives to worry about. Yeah, maybe they have babies, but mostly they're hoping that, you know, the wives take care of the babies and the husband still work, or the husband works and the wife works and the husband takes care of the baby, whatever. Or maybe they both work and they have enough money to have a nanny. But the concept is that they're young and vivacious and they get the job done and they're technically astute and they're aggressive. And you're just old. You're worn out. And what I'd like to suggest to you is that, you know what, before you get thrown out like that old pair of shoes, you need to get in and get some new training. You need to learn how to become an entrepreneur and have something for you to do. Why? Because if they throw you out and you have nothing to do, there has been science that I have read over and over and over for 20 or 30 years, is that just about the time a guy gets fired and laid off and retires, they die within the next 5 to 10 years because they have nothing to do, nothing to keep their brain attached to. If one spouse dies, the other one dies within a year or 2 years because they really have nothing. Let me read you just this paragraph here at the end of this article. Summaries. Summarization of this whole article says, according to the Mental Health Foundation, 1 in 5 of present-day retirees, 1 in 5, experiences depression. Those living alone because of bereavement or divorce are even higher risk than 1 in 5. Physical health problems can also make people more vulnerable, and mental health issues even worse. So from 1 in 5, it goes to 2 in 5 to 3 in 5, whatever the number is. Recent studies have indicated that retirement increases the chances of suffering from clinical depression by around 40%. Retirement increases the chances of clinical depression by 40%. Now, I don't have that, and I'm retired, but I'm finding out that I'm not really retired. Retired is where you have nothing. They send you out the door, and they give you a stipend. You're living off a stipend that somebody else is dictating to you. That's pretty depressing. Having at least one diagnosed physical illness, it increases it to 60%. In other words, if you're older, there's a 40% chance that you're going to be clinically depressed. But if you've got arthritis, if you've got shoulder injuries like I've got, if you've got whatever, hip injury, whatever, one more thing that just makes pain occur in your life, it's up to a 60% chance that you'll be clinically depressed all the time. On the other hand, many workers have adopted scaling back on their jobs at around 55 to 60 years of age or even changing careers, but still working 15 to 20 more years. So let's work with that. 60 years of age, 15 to 20 more years takes you to 75, 80 years of age. I'm 70 years old. I'm on the radio. I'm doing something. I have to get up in the morning and think and go, what am I going to talk to people about today? So I have to stimulate my brain, have to read things and think about things and stay on top of the world. See, Del, why do you do radio if you're rich? You go, because of that very reason. I don't want to become one of the clinically depressed. But also I own businesses, so I have people I interact with that keep me busy, keep me involved, keep me thinking, keep me calculating, using numbers, all those things that keep you light, keep you young. And that's what I want to teach you. I want you to come to Lifestyles. Right? I want you to come to Lifestyles, and I want you to learn how to produce passive streams of income, which are, for no other way of saying it, small businesses, rental house income, learn how to have a few rental homes, a duplex, a fourplex, something small and easy that keeps you alive and affords you more income than whatever the pension situation you have, which is Social Security, or maybe you have a pension at work or a military pension or whatever. Let's add 1,000, 2,000, 5,000, as much as 10,000 bucks a month. Whatever it is and however much you're willing to get yourself involved in doing something else after retirement. But for you younger people, let's start building a retirement base at a much younger age. Let's build you a retirement base that is so solid that by the time they give you that call, you're going to laugh in their face and go, you know, I make more money on my passive income than I do here. I was just here because you gave me insurance and, you know, had some benefits I thought were nice. Maybe because I liked doing what I was doing. That's why I was here. But if you're going to kick me out the door because, you know, my most productive years were age 25 to 40, and now I'm 55 and I'm not that productive anymore. No, I'm not out there trying to reinvent the world. My 2-year-old, 5-year-old, 8-year-old, 10-year-old kids are doing that. They're trying to reinvent the world. They're playing on a phone that is higher technology than the computers that put man on the moon, and they're dealing with it at lightning speed. No, I can't keep up with that. Nobody can. If you think you can, you're crazy. But you can carve out some portion of a business that you can work with at your own speed that will keep you defining your own amount of income. In other words, they're going to set a number for that Social Security. They're going to set a number for that pension. Or you're not going to have any of those. And your 401k is going to set a number. And it's not going to be much. And when it's gone, it's gone. And so what I'm saying is, just don't leave it up to someone else. If you don't plan for success, you are planning for failure. If you are not defining your life, someone else is defining your life for you. It's time for you to think about. Think about that old pair of shoes in your closet. Do you want that to be you? Do you want your wife to grab that old pair of shoes and throw it out into the trash? Do you want your boss to grab you and throw you out into the trash and not be prepared? I like that old song, "These boots were made for walking. That's just what I'll do. One of these days, these boots are gonna walk all over you." Well, I'm talking about your boss. Yeah, I remember when I left. My boss goes, "What are you doing? Where are you going? You can't leave. You're 35 years old. You can't leave." I go, "What do you mean I can't leave?" Actually, it's 34, I think. I said, no. I'm already successful financially. I'm probably never work another day in my life, but if I do, it's going to be something I want. And the guy couldn't believe it. Many years later, he came back to me and said, "Man, I wish I would have listened to you." He died. He died 5 years after he got fired, got laid off. Interesting, during that time, when I was working in the health club business, this guy was a pro football player slash became owner-operator of health clubs. He laughed at me for working out. He said, "That's stupid. You don't get paid to do that." I said, "No, but I enjoy it. And it's something for me to keep my mind where I want it to be, something to grow towards." And as soon as he got fired, guess what he started doing? He started working out because he needed something to live for. He needed something to keep himself growing in some way, shape, and form. And I never really thought about it because I retired. I did a walk-away retirement at 34 years of age. And so I was never really pushed out. But I can see it because I, coming through the ranks, push people out. In my 20s, I pushed out people in their 30s and 40s out of the positions I took because I was more aggressive. I was willing to work harder and longer and for less pay. And I brought new ideas to the topics, to the business, to the whatever it was I was doing. And so as those people got pushed out, I never really thought about it because you have this upward growth mentality. You want to get ahead. And so you push and push and push. And as an employer, I see these things. I've had some really old employees that that became almost completely ineffective. I've tried to hold on to them. You know, I did. It just, the rest of the team just goes berserko that they can't work with them. So there is a time. There really is a time when you should get out. But the problem is, no, not the problem. The challenge. Here's your challenge. The challenge is, would you like to walk away with dignity or get thrown out the door? I walked away with dignity at 34 years of age. I retired. I've made more money every year since, and I'd like to offer you the opportunity to learn how I did it. And if you want, set up your own plan to do it for you. Start building your passive streams of income. Build them up to the point where you can walk out the door with dignity. And continue to build them so your life as you get older gets better and not worse. Not as your pile of money deteriorates as you suck off the 4% they tell you can take, and it just doesn't keep up. As inflation eats away at what you have to live off of. I'm going to show you how to put some additional income in every year. To grow your portfolio, to grow your net worth, to continue to make your life better instead of worse as you get older. And then you're going to have a new problem. It's one I think about every once in a while. And that is, what do I do with all this money? Because it's not going away, it's growing. What do I do with it? I know I got to leave some to my wife. I know I got to probably leave some to my kids. What do I do with it? What does my helping society do for society? Well, I put thousands and thousands of people out there doing what I'm doing. And since we're in real estate, thousands of people have created hundreds of thousands of rental units that are clean and functional, which is our motto. Clean, functional housing at a fair price. Wow, that's something the government wished they knew how to do. That's something that everybody wished there was more of. And we're out here teaching people how to do it. Wouldn't you like to be a part of that, a part of the solution that the government can't figure out? Boy, there's a business to be in, something the government can't do better than you. Clean, functional housing stays occupied, pays rent. The problem is if you pay too much for that property, then you don't have any cash flow. If you do it wrong, then you have maintenance and repair issues or tenant issues. You need to learn how to do it right. You need to do it effectively, and then you can make money doing it. And you can make a little money, or you can make a moderate amount of money, or you can make a lot of money, depending on how much you want to put into it. The more you put into it, the more you take out of it. You've always heard that your whole life, right? But at least it's in your hands. You're not being retired. You are replacing your earned income with passive streams of income, living your life free. able to do what you want, when you want, with whomever you want, and still important, have the money to be able to afford to do it. Yeah, when you get all that free time when you're retired, that's a great, except you don't have any money. You can't do anything. There's nobody to do it with because they're not retired yet. You're all by yourself. That's no fun. And did I mention you don't have any money to do anything? Yeah, it's a reason why Lifestyles has survived for 35 years. It's because it fulfills a need that we all will run into someday. I ran into it very early in age just because I wanted to get there. But many people, it doesn't. They like their job. They're going along to get along. And then one day they wake up because they start hearing the whispers. Or maybe they hear the shoe sounds down the hall of people coming after their job. Maybe they hear the whispers of people talking about somebody wanting their job. At some point along the way, guys, somebody is going to retire you because you are not going to work forever. Now, do you leave on your own or do you leave with not even a golden watch anymore, I don't think? Do you leave just because you get that letter, brushes you out the door? I know that we had downsized a couple of our divisions, a couple of our companies, and we had to let people go. And it's sad, but the bottom line is that division or those divisions, a couple of them that we closed down, were not doing anything. They weren't making any money. They weren't helping enough people to be worth keeping them open. And so they had to go. When they went, the people that worked those divisions got laid off. There's no hatred in my heart. There was no ageism in my heart. There was no nothing other than, hey, those divisions are not effective. They're not efficient. They're not making money. They can't stay. They got to go. And it doesn't matter that I don't want people to run into that kind of reality. When the business isn't there, it's going to happen. Or if the business is there and you can't keep up, then someone younger is going to take your spot anyway. So whether it's the business is going out of business or you just can't keep up, one of the two, somewhere along the line, somebody's going to ask you to retire. Wouldn't you rather it be because you just said you decided you wanted to? So remember, what we do here, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.